This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want us to help spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our all-new exclusive bonus content, like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and a brand new segment we like to call Awesome Animal of the Week. Over 160 LGBTQ athletes will compete at Olympics, setting global record. After being postponed due to the global pandemic, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics has just wrapped up, and this Olympics was one with a big difference. And no, it's not the fact that it was held 1 year later than planned. Tokyo 2020 was the Olympics that saw the most LGBTQ athletes competing ever, with over 160 athletes competing for gold. This is nearly triple the number who competed in the last Games, with 56 LGBTQ athletes that competed in Rio in 2016. This was also the first Olympics where openly transgender athletes competed as well, including New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard, Quinn, a player for the Canadian soccer team who uses they, them pronouns, and US BMX freestyle rider Chelsea Wolfe. This Games also marked the first Olympics at which a Pride House received official recognition from the International Olympic Committee. Similar hospitality suites for LGBTQ athletes and visitors have existed since the 2010 Vancouver Winter Games, with the exception of the 2014 Winter Games in Russia, but Pride House Tokyo in the capital's bustling Shinjuku district is the first officially recognised one, and it will remain a permanent community centre at the Olympics' end. This game was a huge step forward in terms of representation for the world's greatest sporting event. We can't wait to see this representation grow from strength to strength in all future events. Canada invests $25 million to protect wetlands and grasslands in the prairies. As the world faces the twin threats of climate change and rapid biodiversity loss, the Canadian government has pledged $25 million to various organisations in order to protect and preserve important natural spaces. The Minister for Agriculture, Marie-Claude Bibeau, announced that this money will be invested in 14 different projects in order to conserve, restore and enhance critical wetlands and grasslands in the prairie provinces. The minister has said that the current extreme weather conditions and fires throughout Canada are one of the impacts of the changing climate. As our wetlands and grasslands are important components of the farming ecosystem, this investment will sequester carbon and help ensure a healthier and more sustainable future for our land and waterways, as well as for the farmers who rely on them to feed Canadians. This announcement supports Canada's goal to protect 25% of lands and 25% of oceans by 2025, as well as catering to one of the five pillars of Canada's strengthened climate plan. We hope to see more countries invest heavily in conservation in the future as we all aim to do our bit to combat climate change. Spanish city uses leftover oranges to make electricity. The Spanish city of Seville is well known for its oranges, with orange trees lining the streets of the city. Unfortunately, most of the oranges on these trees go to waste as they fall onto the footpaths below and end up getting stepped on by the pedestrians or driven over by passing cars. This has been a long-standing issue for the city's sanitation department. But now, Emma Sessa has come up with the perfect way to use these wasted oranges, by turning the fruit into electricity. Emma Sessa is a company which controls a large market share of Seville's water and sewage treatment needs and is now promoting a pilot project at the Corporal Wastewater Treatment Plant for the second consecutive year to generate clean energy thanks to the juice of bitter oranges from the streets of the city, according to a press release on the Emma Sessa website. The fructose in the juice of this bitter variety of oranges contains very short carbon chains, which run hot during the fermentation process, generating enough power to run five homes for 1 day on 1 ton of oranges. The team behind the project estimate that if all of these wasted oranges are used to make electricity, 73,000 of Seville's homes could run on these oranges for the duration of the harvest season. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Masoma Ali Zada. Masoma, born in Afghanistan, is a road cyclist who made her Olympic debut this year at Tokyo 2020. Although she came last in the women's individual time trial, her achievement is significant as she was raised in a country where it is deemed inappropriate for women to practice sport. In order to become a cyclist, Masoma fled to France with her family in 2017. By taking part in the Olympic Games, I want to convince those who think a woman on a bicycle is inappropriate or find it strange that a Muslim woman wearing a headscarf is a cyclist that no, it's normal, she said. I want to show that women are free to do whatever they want. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to the newest show on our network, Fad Camp, a comedy podcast about the ridiculousness of fad diets, hosted by Connor Dowling and Grace Mulvey.
Fad Camp is a comedy podcast about the ridiculousness of fad diets and diet culture, hosted by me, Grace Mulvey.
And me, Connor Dowling. If you have a body of any kind, chances are you've crossed paths with at least one of the bizarre diet trends we cover in our show.
And between me and Connor, we have done nearly every fad diet there is.
Juice cleansing.
Fasting.
The potato diet.
Which is actually a real diet, by the way, and we don't recommend it.
So join us as we try to make sense of the madness that is diet culture.
Find Fad Camp everywhere you get your podcasts and make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Fad Camp Podcast.
We all know that counting sheep can send you off to sleep, but did you also know that it could help to ease your anxiety? Counting is a simple way to ease your anxiety. When you feel anxiety washing over you, find a quiet and comfortable place to sit. Close your eyes and slowly count to 10. If necessary, repeat and count to 20 or an even higher number. Keep counting until you feel your anxiety subsiding. Sometimes this relief occurs quickly, but other times it might take a while. Stay calm and patient. Counting can relax you because it gives you something to focus on besides your anxiety. It's a great tool to use in a crowded or busy space like a store or train when other anxiety exercises might be more challenging to carry out. So next time you start to feel anxious, take a deep breath, clear your mind, and just focus on counting. You'd be surprised how much better you'll feel once you finish up. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to theheadstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.